It's a beautiful day today here in Oroville, and there's a nice gentle breeze blowing, and the sky's clearing. So we, a group of us, three of us here, and we'll each introduce ourselves as we go around, are here to continue Healing Touch Project India, which was started back in 2002. And so groups of students and supporters and instructors have been coming for 10 years. So this would be 2002, 2004, 2006, 2008, 2010, 2012. So this will be our sixth time here of offering Healing Touch classes to the groups in this area and in Oroville and then to the outlying villages. So Healing Touch came into my life in 1990, and it was a missing link for me in my life. I was pretty much of a mess at that time. I had a bad marriage. I didn't like my job. I was very stressed out. And I was looking for whatever was lit me up inside. And so I found the American Holistic Nurses Association, which started teaching this curriculum within it. The founder, Janet Menken, was a member of that group, and she brought it into the national organization in the United States as a continuing education course. So I happened upon it, and the first time I went to class, I had many major awakenings and shifts and major healing experiences. So I've been dedicated to that ever since. Taking the classes, helping with the classes, coordinating the classes, and then eventually began to teach the class. And for me, it is connecting with our innate power, wisdom, and abilities that every human being possesses. But we've gotten astray from that. And it's very practical. You can take what you learn in the first morning and go out and do the work. I'm in love with this work. And I'm passing this pink quartz heart to Susan over here on my right.
Okay. My name's Susan Bob. I got in Healing Touch, I think it was in 07. I think I'd have to look at the certificate on my the house. Mary's been my teacher throughout the entire process through certification, which I've just gotten last year. And as far as it walking into my life, I knew nothing. I didn't know anything about holding any integrative therapies at all. But as a nurse, I knew that there was always something much more than just medicine, just the pills, just surgery. There was just more to medicine than that. Anyway, I ended up walking into this Healing Touch class out of the blue. My sister-in-law just said, go on, take it. You need to take it. They don't have this stuff around here. And after the first day, just felt like I couldn't get enough of it and wanted more. It's been a lot of changes, just like Mary was saying, a lot of changes in my life. I've seen the effects that it's had on people that I've worked with, and the same thing. I love this work. What else? Also, that connection with your higher power, it just cements that also. And as Mary was saying, there is this innate ability to heal, and people have gotten out of touch with that. And this brings that in. What else am I? I work with I'm a neonatal intensive care nurse. So I get to use this on the babies there, on the preemies. And there have been some things that I have seen as far as like working with babies pre and post-op. They seem to heal faster. I don't know. We take babies from admit to discharge, and so some of those babies are here. We can have them for up to a year on the unit. But I've seen some of them, their courses just seem to go quicker. They get better quicker and get out quicker. I also think that it's really important because of the way that they come here. It's usually very traumatic, and I think that healing touch helps to smooth that over. And then besides the babies, as far as people that I see, it's just really friends, community members. I have a place in a yoga studio that I see people outside of work. What else? Because I could ramble and talk all day. I love this work. I think it needs to be in every hospital, every clinic. And what else that I want? Just the importance too of looking at issues that we may have on other levels, as far as not just physical, but the mental, emotional, and spiritual issues that we need to deal with in order to keep it from coming out on a physical level. And Healing Touch takes all of that in and works on all of those levels. I guess I need to be okay here. I need to be quiet. I'll keep talking. I'm trying to stop.
Well, that's because it's a fun topic. That's why. I'm Gloria. And my journey started after I retired from work. And so in 2002, I was doing some energy classes in Tucson with a lady and working with tuning forks and doing coloring and with color visualization and so forth, and doing different techniques also, like healing touch, but they were a little bit different. And I had a friend that was already a certified healing touch practitioner, and she said, you know, you really need to go to one of these classes because it'll just really, you know, you're going to get really into that. And I said, no, that's okay. I'm doing fine with what I've got. And she said, no, she said, you really need to get into it. She said, I'm going to have a class, level one, at my house. And she said, you can come and stay, and you can see what it's all about. And if you like it, fine. If you don't, then you can just, you know, not go to any more of the classes. And I said, well, okay. So I went to the level one class, and I really saw then how different it was and what a difference it could make and complement what I already knew and what I was doing. And so after I did that, I got hooked. So I went to all the other classes, and then I got certified in 2005 or 2006. And have been doing healing touch ever since. And I am not a nurse or in the medical field at all. I'm just a lay person. But I realize, too, that we do have an innate ability to be able to heal ourselves. And for me, it was such a personal journey to see and realize that you can do so many things with energy, and how you can work with the body and the mind and the spirit, and how they're all connected, and how much it makes a change in your life, just like it did with Mary and Susan. It very definitely made a change in mine. And so you really begin to think a little differently. You begin to vibrate a little differently. And my family certainly noticed a difference, because my son and my grandkids call me the woo-woo lady, which is okay. And I mean, that's just like, you know, it's fine, because when they don't feel good or something isn't right, especially when my grandson gets headaches, he'll say, well, Grandma, will you do that stuff that you do and help me get rid of my headache, and then I'll work on him. So they recognize. They may not understand and they may not know, but they realize that they feel better after they have energy work done on their body. And it's just made a significant difference in my life, my family's life, working on friends. And then I had a very small practice when I lived in Arizona. So the clients that I had, too, it was amazing to see the difference in them too. So it, for me, has very much made an impact on my life and others, and I'm grateful that I'm able to do that. But I guess the most important thing is knowing as a human being that we can heal ourselves, and all we have to do is focus that energy. So I'm like these other two. I could go on and on and on and on.
But it's just so simple. That's what's sometimes just a little bit overwhelming, the simplicity of just the touch, just that intent. And to me, this is really a sacred art. And it's a privilege, you know, that this was brought into my life and that I can assist or hold that sacred space with somebody while they do their own healing. It's really, it's beautiful.
Well, my name is Charlotte Pate. I'm a Living Roots student here in Oroville until May, and I've been volunteering here at Love Chabam for a couple weeks now, or a week and a half, I guess, now. And back home in the States in North Carolina, I'm an anthropology student, and I'm in my third year there. And so I'm just really interested in people, and specifically how people heal each other and heal themselves. I can see myself getting into medical anthropology. And I guess just on a personal level, and actually it's very much integrated into the way that I go about my studies in anthropology. I believe that we are all very intimately connected and connected with the world around us. And I think that it's kind of naive to think that we're not. And we affect each other all the time. And so I haven't had much interaction with healing touch at all, but I'm very curious about it, and it seems like a really lovely thing. So I'm excited to learn more about it. I guess that's all.
I was born in Kottakkarai, in a green belt of Oroville, 1971. And I came to Oroville when I was 7 years old. I was adopted by American as a Bhavana D. She's a very old Orovillian. And she brought me to Oroville when I was a very kid. And I was graduated in Oroville. And working in a different field in Oroville and helping different units in Oroville. Working with Orovillians and learning a lot of skills in my past. Although all trainings in Oroville, and I thought 2002 there is that I could start some new community which is can support Oroville and same time the villagers, so it can build a bridge. So then I thought that to start herbal forest, planting herbals and music and etc. etc. So I went to different friends to talk about the dream and the vision, and the most of the friends are very happy about that. This is really something good for the future, for Oroville, for everybody. So they all came to forward to help me, the financial and the help, physical helps, and yeah, just this is how we started this. And we gave the name given by Bhavana. It is called Maruthvam, healing forest. Maruthvam is a Tamil name. It's healing. Maruthvam is Tamil healing. So we just, moving on. And 2002, I met, Kathleen, that was really likes to support Maruthvam vision. That is going on the healing. So I just keep continuing my work. There is 130 herbal plants as planted 2003. So I'm maintaining them. And meantime, I was taking a basic herbal, Ayurvedic herbal courses in Tamil Nadu with one of the college. So I completed 3 years physical experience and learn more about herbal plants. So I'm giving to the people herbal demonstrations and some workshops about herbal plants. And here we are almost 15 people living here, include the healers. I'm so happy to be together and working together. Thank you so much. It's a Devi. I met Devi 2002. She can talk something.
Okay. My name is Debbie Hood. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I came to Healing Touch about 12 years ago. Had my first class. I work in, I have a practice at home doing Healing Touch and other energy modalities. I have a master's in holistic nursing. So that's when I discovered Healing Touch, I knew that that was what I wanted to do for my life, healing and helping. I came to India the first time in 2004 with Marty on her tour, and discovered Shiva Raj and Auroville, and I've been back since then in 2006 to help with classes. Then in 2009, I came with a friend, and we did review classes and did some basic introduction to others who hadn't had classes. And now I'm back in 2012 to stay here at Martivam and offer healings and review for any of the village ladies who want to come and help out any way I can. And I'm happy to be here and very grateful.
So I wanted to share that this particular body of work or curriculum called Healing Touch, although it was founded in the late 1980s by a nurse, American nurse named Janet Mencken, she had her own interesting experience of healing, which changed her life. And she was working in a hospital at that time, and the patients were telling her that she was different from all the other nurses. That when she cared for them, they felt so much better, so relieved and happier. She really didn't know why. So she went on a quest to discover. And she began reading books and taking any kind of healing class that she could find. And as she continued to study and learn, she realized that there was something in common that ran through all cultures, that ran through all peoples, that had a common understanding of how to be using yourself as an instrument rather than something external, and being able to open yourself up to a clear, loving channel of energy that seemed to recharge people and make them feel better and relax them. So as she began to learn, she took concepts, she took practices and healing approaches from many different places, many different people, and put together a program that took people from the very beginning of not knowing anything about it, but wanting to know about what was natural hands-on healing, all the way through to deeper and deeper levels of the work until they could become a very competent and confident practitioner. So she taught a group of nurses in Denver, Colorado, these different steps that she saw were sequential steps to gaining skills. And so we have, it's, Healing Touch is not one singular modality or approach or one treatment, but it is a collection that's taken from many different heritages, including, you know, the basic teaching of laying on of hands, which is talked about in the Christian Bible. So it's common for people to know about it in their mind or intellectually, But in the Western culture, it wasn't common for people to know it in reality, in practice. So there were two there was a nurse named Dr. Dolores Krieger, who in the 1970s met a natural healer, Dora Kuntz from the British West Indies, who was very clairvoyant and could see energetically what was going on with somebody, could see their energy field and how it was constricted or blocked, and was able to help doctors to understand a diagnosis and a treatment process that might help that person. So there became this phenomena of working with a Western-trained medical doctor with a healer, which became a very more complete combination. And that has been picked up around our country now, but also around the world. So it's very interesting. There was a man, American psychiatrist who lived in Britain, Dr. Daniel Benor, who linked up with healers that had a heritage or a tradition of passing down information from generation to generation in England. And he saw that as a very good combination, like bringing the art and the science together. The knowledge of surgery, of chemical intervention, such as, you know, prescriptive drugs and things like that, as well as this older art, which has been among the people from beginning of time, and coming together to provide the best outcome for people. So we're always open to sharing information with other cultures, other healers, other groups, and have been spreading around the world and every continent now, and linking up with indigenous healers, such as the Aboriginal healers of Australia and the Maori healers of New Zealand, the Sangoma healers of the Zulu people in South Africa, and so on and so forth, which is very exciting because there's a common language, a common knowledge known that is very simple, but it's about a personal development of being able to clear yourself first so that you can get your ego away from yourself, get your own agenda aside, and work with a more subtle, clear, purposeful truth of energy flow. And actually, quantum physics has become a great partner in helping to explain what's going on and how that works. So there are many different scientists now that are really working with quantitative data showing what happens when this work is being done. There's lots of literature out there now, and there's many forms of energy or hands-on healing that have developed in the last, say, 25 years. We partner with Barbara Brennan, who's a very well-known healer in the world, and her book, Hands of Light, has been translated into, I don't know how many languages now, 60, 70, 75 languages. And Dr. Brew Joy, who is American medical physician, who went back to his roots in his boyhood of Celtic healing that was in his family, and Native American tradition, the Hopi, in the Hopi Nation of the southwest of the United States. So it's been very interesting to see that there's a common thread, a common language, that you can go to any other community, and if you even don't speak the same languages, you can demonstrate, and people can practice this and have the same results without even having to know the language. So it's very exciting. It's very exciting to bring that into the different communities of India, because there are, as you know, many eclectic 15 recognized major languages here in India, plus many different cultural and religious type groups. But it's the same language. Everybody seems to nod their head, because everybody's had an experience somehow of having loving touch and having that have changed them and helped them, soothed them.